And our topic today is preventing childhood obesity, and we have local author Lori Brazee. Welcome.
Thanks.
And you just wrote a book called Healthy Choices, Healthy Children, and you have a lot of really good tips in the book. I thought we could just go over a few this morning. Meal times, of course, are very important for families, a very rich time to be together. What are some things that families can do to really promote healthy eating and healthy living?
Well, one of the first things is sitting down together to eat at an eating place, your table, outside on the grass in the summer. If you get fast food, go into the restaurant and eat it. Don't sit in your car and eat it. So that sitting down together helps us to be more purposeful about our eating and really prevents overeating as much as when we're just eating on the run.
Also, you can teach your children manners and make it a very positive experience.
Yes. And that's real important. Eating is our richest parenting time. We can get all sorts of things done in parenting with mealtimes.
How does that play into preventing childhood obesity?
Well, if we are very purposeful about eating, we sit down at the table when we eat, whether it's a meal or a snack, and we don't graze on foods or any liquids with calories in between meals, we are not as apt to overeat.
I know a lot of parents like to give their kids juice and feel that that's very healthy, but in moderation, right?
Well, I actually don't feel like there's a big place for juice in kids' lives at all.
Okay.
Juice is basically fruit sugar water. You lose a lot of the nutrients when you make a fruit into juice, and it's very high calorie. A cup of apple juice is 120 calories with 30 grams of sugar in it, whereas a cup of milk, if it's non-fat milk, it's about 90 calories and has all these nutrients in it that apple juice doesn't have.
So that one change right there, switching from apple juice to an apple, could make a huge difference long-term for your child.
Right. An apple, a medium-sized apple, is about 85 calories, takes quite a bit of time to eat, and has more nutrients than that cup of apple juice for 120 calories.
Definitely more fiber.
Absolutely. There's no fiber in apple juice.
Let's talk about exercise. We live in such a beautiful area where there's just so many opportunities. But kids these days, they're just spending more time in front of the computers, in front of the TV, that kind of thing. What is your advice?
First thing is limit sedentary time. That means computer games and television. I recommend giving kids a total of 7 hours a week that they can spend either in computer games or TV, and then let them decide, do they want to have a three-hour computer game fest on Saturday with their friends? If they do, that means there's only 4 hours for the rest of the week. So that gives kids a little control, but it cuts their time.
When we come back, we're going to talk about whole foods. Live Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my Home Fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Enjoy free online banking, free bill pay, and free debit cards at HomeFed. Stop by to learn more. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Live Take 5. We're talking about preventing childhood obesity with Lori Brazee, a local author. She just wrote Healthy Choices, Healthy Children. Real quickly, whole foods, why is that important? What is that, and what is your tip for parents?
When we eat foods in their most natural state, like whole grains, fruits and vegetables, we are not eating so much processed food that has just added salt, fat, and sugar. So we want foods that have the most nutrients with the least calories.
Okay, thanks for joining us on Live Take 5 on News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.